You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What do you do when someone working for you makes a shadow company almost your name? So, I mean, we get a fake account literally every week. I mean, I have people that create Tinder accounts with my face. I have people new Instagram accounts, Facebook accounts. I'm sure if we hang around long enough, there'll be a fake Ray Higdon on Facebook. I mean, I literally get it every week. And so I can focus on being angry and focus on all that stuff, or I can focus on what I actually want in my life. So I focus on what I want in my life. And so it just, you know, I just don't focus on it. Okay, let me find, I think, hope. Feeling resistance, what I want to talk about the business. So it may be because you have some kind of guilt because not everyone in your team is making money or something like that. And that's, you gotta, you know, eradicate that out of your system. You're offering possibility. You're not offering a guarantee. You're offering possibility. And so as long as you use candor when you're talking to someone. So one of my favorite examples is, you know, Angel Fletcher. But I love the story that I heard from Angel, where she was prospecting a cashier at Walmart. And the lady at Walmart says, well, how long until I start making good money? And Angel said, what if it takes you 5 years? And she's like, 5 years? And she goes, yeah, you got more money coming in 5 years? You got a rich uncle? You got the, right? And the person's like, well, no. She goes, well, the 5 years are going to pass anyway. I'll show you how to make some money. And so make sure that you're using candor. You know, don't hype it. Don't say it's super easy and you don't even have to sell anything. It's just sharing. Right? Don't say that stuff. But as long as you use candor, then you're giving them possibility. And there are people right now that are on their hands and knees praying for more money. You just have to understand there's people out there that really would like to make money. And it's kind of selfish of you to not give them that possibility, to not at least offer them. Now, you know, I didn't hype anybody. If someone said, well, you know, how much effort do I got to put in? I said, depends how much you want to make. You want to make a lot? You're going to have to put in a lot of effort. You don't want to make much? Not much effort. Easy peasy. Just treat it like a hobby. You'll make hobby money. So I was very straightforward with people. You don't have to hype them. You don't have to promise them anything. But know that there are people that really, really wish that they had an opportunity. You know, take yourself back to before network marketing. How would you consistently make extra money if you weren't in network marketing? That's not an easy question for most people to answer. Okay, you could have a yard sale, right? But what do you do after that? What do you do after you sell your stuff, right? So you got to, you know, people want opportunity. They're out there. And so you got to be bold. You got to have courage to give them a shot, to give them possibility.
For listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.